This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1624. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. In this edition, recorded July 5th, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, France, Germany, Guiana French, India, Koreas, Madagascar, Netherlands, Norway, Peru, Russia, Sri Lanka, South Sudan, Syria, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, Vatican, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. LRA in Argentina may not be so easy to hear elsewhere, but in that area it can be a problem. In the Condishlis, Rodolfo Tizzi across the river Plate in Uruguay was trying to hear a Brazilian on 6160 Radio Boa Vontade at 1628 UT in the daytime, but it was impossible because of splatter from LRA 100 kHz away on 6060. It was so monstrous it blocked the entire 49-meter band, nor could he hear his nearby Uruguayan Sarandí on 6045. That says it all. In Australian DX News, Nigel Holmes, the transmission manager at Radio Australia, talks about the 4835 transmitter at ABC Alice Springs, which is now in the air 24 hours instead of going to 2310 at night. As of mid-June, he said the reports are coming in. A listener in South Australia complains he can't hear 2310 and his radio won't tune to 4835. Usually it's the other way around, but no one in the target zone up to 400 kilometers from Alice Springs has reported. They have, however, received DX reports from as far away as Finland, Sweden, Japan, and Argentina. Here's a Brazilian I've not seen reported for a while. I wonder if it had been inactive. Radio Novo Tempo on 4895. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay reports to the Condishlist it was coming in very well in Montevideo, almost as if it were on 49 meters, with a better signal than Brasil Central on 4985, and almost as well as Aparecida on 5035. Ruben Guillermo Marquenet in Argentina was also hearing it as late as 0120 UT, July 4th, measured on 4894.938, with a jingle ID with a feminine voice. Power is listed as 1 kilowatt. It may be a bit too late now, but you might want to look up a column in the Toronto Sun of June 28th. Killing CBC shortwave service was short-sighted. Several DXers and listeners sent a copy of that on to us. It was written by Warren Kinsella, Toronto Sun opinion columnist. Here's another unexpected cutback on shortwave, although it follows a trend with this station. CBC La Voz, via Chile, had been providing an excellent signal all day long here on 17680, Spanish service aimed northwards. But now it's been reduced to only 2 hours a day, from 21 to 23 UT, as first spotted by Wolfgang Büschel, according to the registrations. Not really much of a loss, since that entire 2 hours is occupied by nothing but praise music and a hyper DJ. It's masquerading as the top popular music until you listen to the lyrics. In the evenings, I've been hearing similar praise music in Spanish and other religious programming on 1140 kilohertz. Now, there's a 50 kilowatt station in Monterrey, Nuevo León on 1140 XEMR, but its format is not supposed to be religious. It's been difficult to catch an ID, but finally I got a slogan at 0216 UT July 5th on 1140. It was Radio Esperanza 1140 AM. That is in Cartagena, Colombia, according to the listings, HJKO with 10 kilowatts. And that new Colombian shortwave station was last heard June 23rd on 14950. Brian Alexander and I, and I'm sure others, have been checking for it just about every night since, but no sign of it. However, we heard from Henrik Clements in Sweden, who's been in direct contact with the station, that they'd been off the air for some minor transmitter adjustments. And he says the shortwave operation is purposeful, a result of popular demand. The license for their five-year-old 106.5 FM outlet was not renewed, and so they started live transmissions on the web. Many people complained that only those with a PC would benefit. It was then decided that Salen Estereo would test a shortwave channel and apply for a shortwave license, if there was a popular response. This is indeed the case. The antenna is on a mountaintop on the outskirts of Rio Blanco, Tolima, and the power was referred to as, I don't know, but not too many watts. It's wonderful the signal, despite this, can travel so far. We're talking about 14950 and three quarters, more or less. Rio Blanco is missing from most maps, but I found it in the Andes, somewhere between Cali and Bogota. But it finally came back on the air on July 4th. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it coming on at 22:45 UT, and it was again audible here, although mostly with a very weak signal. I could still hear the carrier past 0300. Programming, once again, is mostly praise music in Spanish, much of it on this station with a Mexican beat, but there's some preaching as well. I hear continuous talk around 0100. Every so often, the transmitters of Radio Exterior de España, both in Spain and Costa Rica, go way out of whack. They become extremely distorted and put out spurs over much of the band, interfering with countless other stations. This happened again with the Costa Rica relay on 9630 UT July 2nd at 0213. It was interfering with Vatican relay on 9610, but also spreading out much further. It was ranging from 9470 to 9790 at 0520. I can't imagine why I don't see other complaints about this. Apparently a lot of listeners either don't figure out where it's coming from or just ignore it. Although RCI is gone, most of the relays via Sackville continue, not including China, as I mentioned last week, and not including the Cuban exile stations. Wolfgang Büschel says as of July 1st, Radio Martí, previously occupying 4 hours via Sackville, has returned to Greenville. That's 01 to 03 on 11775 and 20 to 22 UT on 13820. Both of these are just extensions of adjacent broadcasts already via Greenville. And the other one is Radio República, which Radio Miami International had been arranging to be transmitted via Sackville Saturdays and Sundays only from 23 to 02 on 9490. That ended June 25th. But that transmission was being heard again, or I should say that frequency, 9490, July 3rd, when a carrier came on at midnight 58.5, and Radio República programming started at 0100 with the Cuban national anthem. Take that, Radio Havana, and then Radio República programming. Extremely strong signal here, and I know it's coming from French Guiana now. And so far, as of UT July 5th, no jamming heard. Jamming does continue, however, on 5955 against the little Costa Rica frequency of Radio República, which may or may not still be on the air. The schedule for the French Guiana relay is now 7 days a week at 01 to 02 on 9490. Although I heard it cutting off almost 5 minutes earlier. As you may be aware, the headquarters of HCJB is not in Ecuador, but in Colorado Springs. The terrible fires there have caused some of their facilities to be evacuated. HCJB is putting out press releases about this, and some of their people were affected, although apparently none of them had lost their homes. Kai Ludwig forwards news from the ADX list in German from Horst Reziak of HCJB that they've started relay tests for their Portuguese broadcasts to Brazil via another site. We mentioned earlier that CVC La Voz was cutting back its transmissions from Chile, and this is no doubt part of that. 11920 is still the frequency from 2245 in Colina and then 2300 to midnight, 45 in Portuguese. But now this press release says they're testing via Wachtachtel, Germany, during the first week of July only. However, I tuned in the broadcast at 2300 on two different dates, and they clearly announced that the site is actually French Guiana, slightly different, although under the same management as Germany. Another frequency in low and high German, 9835 at 23 to midnight, is also supposedly from Germany. Maybe that one's French Guiana too. I haven't listened. The information said on July 8th the transmissions will switch back to Chile, but only until July 31st, when HCJB will leave Calera de Tango permanently. As I also mentioned last week, Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea had been missing for a few weeks from 15190, but they finally came back on July 3rd, first reported by Jorge Freitas in Brazil at 1806 UT with interference from the Philippines. And then I was also hearing them around 1930, sounding like, once again, the disgraced and incarcerated Tony Alamo. A reminder of the European Pirate Radio Night on July 6th and 7th being organized by Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria. In World DX Club Contact, Mike Baraklov says as of July 2nd, 27 stations had signed up. Check his blog, swldxbulgaria.blogspot.com. Here's an interesting medium wave harmonic showing up on the 40-meter ham band. In communication of the British DX Club, David Morris in Dorset reports 7020 with France Bleu, one of the major networks in France, June 14th at 0630. That's the fifth harmonic of 1404 kHz. That would appear to be the transmitter on the other side of France in Corsica. There are about four others. The closest one, however, is in Brest, and it's on a different network, France Info, and that's the one reported by Des Walsh in Ireland when he was checking out some noise on the band, also on 7020. Stefan Shaw of HCJB in Germany says their own transmitter on 3995 is now relaying programming from something called Ichtis Radio every morning from 8 to 9, and 2130 to 2230 on 3995. It's Christian contemporary music from a provider in Germany. They spell it I-C-H-T-Y-S. Of course, that name alludes to the fishy imagery in Christianity. In DX India, Alakesh Gupta says, All India Radio Rajkot is testing irregularly in the local daytime on 1071 kHz in Urdu, Sindhi, and Baluchi. Also, simulcast tests on analog on 1071 and low-power DRM on 1080. The megawatt medium-wave transmitter at Rajkot, Gujarat, will be commissioned by the end of July, and regular transmissions are expected by then. The DRM channel will carry the Vivid Bharati program, which is also on shortwave 9870. In communication of the British DX Club, in her WebWatch column, Chrissy Brand says, you could win a trip to South Korea with KBS World. They're running an essay competition, but you need to be quick as the closing date is 15 July. Check their website. Look for Discover Korea 2012. Ron Howard in California reports that Shokaze sea breeze for North Korea has changed frequency again from 6135 to 5985 for their 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast. So that uncovers Radio Madagascar, which is now exactly on 6135, heard June 30th at 1342 to 1405. The final broadcasts of Radio Netherlands on June 29th no doubt attracted a huge audience, as there was a lot of advanced publicity, and generated a huge amount of discussion, which I've rounded up for the new issue of DX Listening Digest number 12-27 via worldofradio.org. Among many others, Steve Luce and Keith Perrone were unhappy that the final English program did not really cover the earlier years of Radio Netherlands before the 1980s. We are still hearing the sole surviving Spanish broadcast of Radio Nederland 9895, weekdays at 11 to 11:57. That's their morning newscast, La Matinale, intended primarily for Cuba. And so far, no jamming heard. Via webcast, FM, AM, satellite, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1624. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. As I was hunting through HCJB website for information about their change of relay stations from Chile to French Guiana instead of Germany and finding nothing about that, I came across something much more interesting. It was a prayer request for June 28th. Missed it, but it says shortwave station to be installed in Peru. A low-power 1,000-watt transmitter with a partner in Chasuta, C-H-A-Z-U-T-A. Pray for completion of importation paperwork so the project can move ahead. The transmitter was built at the HCJB Global Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana. I'd never heard of Chasuta. I don't think they've had a shortwave station before, so where in the world is it? It's 24 miles west of the much larger city of Tarapoto in San Martin, north-central Peru. And seeing our remark about this, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia has additional info. Finding a government announcement about the licensing of this station, its call sign will be OAW9A, and the frequency will be 4810. Rafael already knows about this, and he says the person who is serving as a contact between the local church and HCJB is Ray Rising, who was looking for a way to install a shortwave transmitter in Colombia to cover the Amazon region, but the bureaucracy there did not allow the project. He just heard from Ray again, who said he would be traveling with three engineers from HCJB in the next few days to make ready for going on the air by the 8th of August. We don't yet know what the station will be called beyond its call letters, but the church setting it up is the Iglesia Evangelica Central de Chasuta. Peru is lucky to still have quite a number of tropical band shortwave stations. One of them, reported by Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, is Radio Tarma, 50 hertz below 4775. Ending a romantic song at midnight 58 UT, June 27th, a long announcement, and rustic instrumental music, a full echo ID at 0101. And he heard it opening the next morning at 1000 UT. There's another station on exactly 4775 that goes off at 0100, believed to be Radio Congonhas in Brazil. We have the answer, sort of, to last week's mystery about a nothing-but-music station in the Moscow Nights on 1584 kHz, heard by Chris Greenway during a one-week visit. In the next issue of Rusty X, there was a report about this, about an authorization for a new series of stations on 1584, but they're all only 100 watts. In fact, there are five different sites listed in Moscow proper and three more in the Moscow region and additional ones elsewhere in Russia and some others on adjacent frequencies as well, all of them only 100 watts. I don't quite understand what the purpose of these is, and the Google translation of the Russian is leaving something to be desired. But they also mention a shortwave frequency being allocated for this, 3370 kHz with a transmitter power of only 50 watts or less. That's from Viktor Rutkovsky in OpenDX via RustDX. One of the items on our calendar via worldofradio.com was that the temporary relays of Adventist World Radio via Sri Lanka were scheduled to end on June 30th and then return those transmissions to Guam, where some maintenance had been underway. However, it seems they are continuing. Joe Jacobs says, my monitoring observations show AWR via Trincomalee did not end on the 30th of June. And following up is an item in ADX via Wolfgang Büschel. Since the antenna work in Guam is not completed, AWR will continue on Trincomalee, Sri Lanka. The current schedule is again given in the new DX Listening Digest. Adrian Peterson is verifying these from his Indianapolis address, and one of the two English broadcasts involved has been reported by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia at 16:30 on 11740, heard June 15th with very good reception. In fact, it was that same transmission heard back in April, which Luca Bottafiore in Italy reports was verified by Adrian. Torsten Hallmann in Germany reports, Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, 15725, presumably the one in local language, signing off June 28th at 0802. I've been hearing it just about every night recently on 15725 at various times between 05 and 06. They always seem to have long, assertive speeches by someone, either in Arabish or a tonal African language. As we mentioned last week, on June 30th, there was a revival of Radio Nord in Sweden on 5895. The license for that transmission continues for another week, and now we have word from Radio Northern Star in adjacent Norway that they'll be testing on that Swedish transmitter UT Friday, July 6th at 0330. The reserve frequency 6065 with a power of 10 kilowatts. The test will last until Saturday, July 7th at 0600. Check their website, www.northernstar.no. Reports are wanted and will be verified. In Australian DX News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports Radio Damascus, Syria, on a different frequency for a change, instead of 9330, June 21st only. They were on 9285 in French at 1930. But on the 26th in German at 1800, they were back on 9330. Via Mike Cooper, AP, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal report July 4th that the BBC has named a new director general, George Entwistle, giving him one of the country's top media jobs. He's 49, to replace current director general Mark Thompson, who's stepping down following the Olympics after an 8-year tenure, which saw him handle sweeping cuts to staff and services. His salary will be 700 kilodollars, which is a considerable reduction from that of his predecessor. He takes over September 17th. George Thurman says, I want to let you know that B. Jacobs, the wife of radio engineer George Jacobs, passed away recently. Her name was spelled B-E-A. Our condolences to George. Another station is back after being missing more than a month, KJES at Our Lord's Ranch in Vado, New Mexico. I heard it July 4th at 1307 with the usual programming on 11715, slightly on the high side. The last time I heard it before then was May 30th at 1933 on 15385, but it still, I think, is quite irregular. Here's another calendar item. Via Paul Dobosch on the Mayor Tip Sheet, a reminder that the Night of Nights is the 12th of July, when the Maritime Radio Historical Society will have KPH and other CW Coast stations once again on the air, and also an open house at the facility in California. Details are at the website www.radiomarine.org. The transmissions start at midnight UT July 13th. If you, like I am, are looking for the 300-watt transmitter of Radio Sarandi, Uruguay on 6045, which, as we reported last week, has been running all night in lower sideband, well, it's not necessarily LSB. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay reports that it was an upper sideband July 3rd at 0500 with telephonic chat about a female listener. And Steve Lair in Michigan says, I could swear that on July 1st or 2nd, when I was looking for it around 0900, there was a signal in double sideband on 6045, but wasn't sure whether it was Radio Sarandí. However, on July 4th, Horacio Negro, also in Uruguay at 1147, said it was back on LSB, but barely readable due to terrible splatter, as we mentioned at the start of the show, from Argentina on 6060. And Brian Clark in New Zealand says he's heard it tentatively again, July 4th at 0720 on LSB. From his mid-June day expedition on the Haida Gwaii Islands off British Columbia, Walt Salmaniv says he heard Radio Vanuatu on 3945. June 17th at 0817, very good reception, and nothing heard on their other frequency, 7260. ID at 931. There was a two-minute pause at 1000, and then they continued past 1038. We've now confirmed that despite their persistent announcements to the contrary, Vatican radio relays via Sackville, Canada, are continuing, but probably only to the end of July, according to registrations, including English at 0250 to 320 on 7305 and 9610, and daily except Sunday at 1200 to 1214 on 13730. Meanwhile, some new and contradictory schedules for Vatican radio effective July 1st have emerged. For example, one of them shows 1611 kilohertz from Santa Maria de Galleria still in use, and another one does not. Alexander Yadishchev in Ukraine wonders which is correct. Also, some schedules no longer show 3975, which is the low-power transmitter in the Vatican Gardens proper. However, on July 5th, Ivo Ivanov says that one is still in use. Actually, 3975.6 variable, which he still heard the evening of July 4th, with Rosary from 1840 until 1900. It's also on the high-power transmitters, 9755, 11625, and 13765. Although the Voice of Vietnam relays via Sackville 6175 are continuing for the time being, there were some disruptions noted by Harold Sellers in British Columbia on UT July 3rd. The English broadcast is at 0230 to 03, but it was interrupted by some unexpected programming, French-language songs, until English resumed, and more disruptions during the following hour. Apparently, Sackville was filling with other programming while Vietnam was not coming through. The Polisario Front Station in Western Algeria, near Western Sahara, continues to be missing from shortwave 6297, but they have two medium-wave frequencies alternating. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says that they were back on 702 kilohertz, at least on the 2nd of July, heard at 2145 UT in Arabic instead of 1550. But the signal is weaker on the lower frequency. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 2nd. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 until 20 and 4 on July 27th and 28th. Solar flux dropping from 140 July 5th to 85 on the 20th and 21st, and back up to 130 by July 28th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1624. Glenn Hauser hoping you'll make a point of hearing me again next week.